Hello, I'm Tom. Mostly over the last couple of years, I've been doing video game development instead of working on design software. My work on Layout, for instance, has been pretty slow the last several years as a result, but some conversations at last year's LGM kind of inspired me to go back and revisit some things in it, especially in position. Like Inkscape has its new multi-page stuff, so I thought, oh, that's pretty interesting. I wonder if I can import and export. And then I go back and find some more bugs and fix those bugs and do new features and new bugs and new features and new bugs. So I've been working on Layout somewhat over the last year or so. Kind of at the same time, the tech world has become so inundated with slop and just all kinds of various madness, and high RAM prices and everything makes video games like even harder to like expect to distribute widely. Books, however, can last for over a century even with cheap paper. They're not affected by global electronic supply chain disruption, at least if you have the book, and they're harder to destroy by chatbots until chatbots take over Boston Dynamics or something. So with that as a premise, here's an introduction to imposition. Imposition is basically the final step before starting up your printing machine. Usually the imposition process creates a PDF that is then fed to a printing machine. You need this as a dedicated process, for instance, when creating booklets. The pages need to be mapped into particular places on physical paper. This, for instance, shows a tabloid-sized piece of paper. It's repeated three times, so you cut it and you stack it up with other pages, and then when you fold it up, you can flip through it and everything is in the proper order. And usually imposition refers to books and booklets, meaning a stack of one or more signatures. Each signature is one of those little bumps. Most of them are usually the same in books, but they don't have to have the same number of pages. There's lots of little adjustments that have to be done sometimes, like when you just do one fold. If you look on the edge, you can maybe see it a little bit. The papers kind of stick out into a point. And to compensate for that, you have to have like what's called creep controls. And sometimes if you do vertical and horizontal folds, pages in printing machines end up being slightly adjusted. So there's lots of little tweaks you have to keep in mind. The term signature, by the way, used to be, if you look in old books, sometimes there's strange little symbols on random pages. Those were tiny marks to let the printer know what order they go when you stack them up into a line like that. And this shows once you combine everything and bind everything along the edge, they magically all come together and show a continuous book. Usually imposition just refers to books, and sometimes, maybe it's just me, but sometimes it also means taking stuff and imposing it onto packaging or periodic tables, for instance, and random other 3D shapes. This one, for instance, is taking an equirectangular image and projecting it onto, quote, pages. That pages in this case are really long, skinny triangles, like 100 little triangles arranged in fans. That thing rolls, by the way. It's like a very strange shape. Or sometimes you impose, I made these stickers recently, I impose, this is called an end-up arrangement. So then you would take this and send it to a cutting machine. So now let's talk about what software exists to perform these various feats of imposition. Historically, in Linux and open source, imposition options have been limited to command line tools, like old school PS tricks and PS utils. CUPS has something called PDF to PDF, which can sort of do it. Later still, Podofu Impose, which I'm a big fan of, came along. That runs on some text configuration files. Text and LaTeX has some other stuff, but that's a whole universe into itself that I very rarely visit. Other people have rolled their own imposition tools for specific pipelines. Command line tools are pretty common. There is a few online ones, and there's standalone apps. I wanted to briefly mention various proprietary software for this stuff. Most of the imposition is handled by the actual printing house, and their machines cost like tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, and a lot of this expensive software gets up to like $1,000 a month. A year, plus extra money for users, the typical proprietary snafus like subscriptions, and sometimes they don't even list a price. You have to like email them, which probably means it's quite expensive. As time has gone on, people have gotten kind of fed up with so much money for us, what should be a simpler thing. So there's a variety of like smaller tier proprietary stuff. EDF Snake is probably the most capable of these. They're only like $10 a month. It's much easier to get into. But if you don't want the hassles of proprietary stuff, there's these days, there is actually a whole bunch of different imposition options. And command line tools, we'll talk about a little bit first. Usually you feed it a PDF and it outputs a PDF, and then you take that PDF to the copy store or whatever. It's not about composition. It's only about rearranging pages and tweaking them around. And here's one of the Podofo impose plan files where you can define variables and define rotations. So if you're only doing a couple, or if you have one format that you repeat all the time, that's pretty convenient because you set it up once and then you run with it. If you have like a class of students, for instance, and they're doing all kinds of crazy things, that could be trickier to figure out the transforms. So that's kind of the downside of command line tools. Sometimes making booklets is a very common task. People ask for it most often, and a lot of the tools that exist are kind of geared just for a single fold. So they're not necessarily geared for multiple folds, with the exception of Podofo impose. But you have to figure out all the transforms, and that can take a while. And I was, over the last few months, I was very surprised to find some fully open source online imposers where you can take a PDF, basically upload it to the site, and then it returns an imposed PDF. Podofo or pdfimpose.it was the fanciest one because they had little illustrations kind of demonstrating what sort of things you can do. Thought that was very nice. And the downside of online ones is that typically it sends it to a server somewhere, and then the server does something and sends it back. Pdfimpose.it has a thing on their FAQ saying, we're not actually looking at it. All we're doing is keeping it in server RAM long enough to make this thing and then send it back. So he's explicitly saying that that's all it does. But since it is fully open source and available, you can download it and run it locally if you don't want to even risk that with your stuff. And the most robust option because of that is to do a standalone app. And I was also very surprised to learn that there were multiple options for doing a standalone app. There is one called PDF Booklet, which has apparently been around for many years that I had no idea about. I tried to run it, but there's like dependency snafus. I couldn't quite get it to run. PDF Arranger is kind of a GNOME tool, but again, it doesn't have fully flexible imposition features. It's mostly for booklets. I mentioned the Inkscape multipage and my own layout tool. That's more about composition, not just converting a PDF to another PDF. And kind of a shout out to the Inkscape multipage stuff. I was very pleased to see that their editing environment is much more polished than mine. So I thought this was a very clever way to do imposition in Inkscape, where you just arrange, I would call the top, in layout, those are called page spreads, what you would see as you're holding a book in your hands, and the bottom is the printer spread, what the printer needs to like feed through their machines. And since Inkscape is built on SVG, which allows clones, the top ones are just cloned into the bottom ones. I thought that was that's a clever way to do things. And I haven't tried it with hundreds of pages, but I hear that it slows down a bit if you're trying to work on 100 pages. So that's one current downside of the Inkscape implementation. And so I wanted to talk about my tool a little bit. I tried to build laid out from the base, built around the concept of imposition. So I kind of broke down to three different types of imposition. The simplest one is where you just have singles, groups of single pages. Then inspired by Inkscape, I expanded that slightly to have singles visible all at the same time. And there's an importer and exporter for that from Inkscape now. Which they changed several months ago. Inkscape or Martin Owens made a custom kind of tags for it. And then you discover that SVG had something, the view element that lets you define specific areas. So now it's using a more standard SVG thing. So I had to rewrite my importer and exporter, but it's it can import and export both of them. And then there's book signatures, where you're folding a bunch of stuff and then stacking things together, and nets for packaging. That covers about 95% of imposition needs, other than origami. I have current plans to support origami, but who knows? So here's an example of how singles kind of look in the editor. To change margins and trims, you just drag arrows around, can change the paper size pretty easily. And signatures, not sure I want to quite risk doing a demo of the signature editor. This machine is very funky with it, but you can define folding patterns on screen just by dragging the paper around. You see a fold in process there. You can have as many horizontal or vertical folds as you want. And this little block down at the bottom, that's the stacking part of it. So if you click on the plus, you can add as many little stacks as you want and as many inserts into it. So for instance, if you have one group of pages that are all black and white, which you can print cheaply, and you have only a couple pages that need to be in color, then you can print those separately on maybe a different signature folding pattern, different colors, color specifications or whatnot, and then stick those into the stack, and then the program keeps track of how everything is numbered and then laid out when you go to print. And here's an example of the net features. This works. I've been tinkering with all of these different base level imposition types, so I've also broken many things. I was hoping to have it like fully functional by now, but that just did not have. Maybe another month or two. So there's ultimately you'll be able to build these random packaging type nets inside of Laidout, but right now you could do it in Blender or something and then export a flat net as an OFF file. And then Laidout can import the OFF file and then either unwrap it automatically, or there's, I didn't make a slide for it, but there's kind of an obscure 3D unwrapper within Laidout, which is extremely old OpenGL code that I haven't touched in like a decade. So I was rewriting it as a 2D one. My aim is to, like right now, all the fold lines and the exterior green lines, those are all computed automatically. My goal is to have those so you can change the styles of these things and either print fold lines and sequences of folds and stuff like that for nets. Packaging is kind of fun to deal with. Then this was kind of the bonus imposition type, where it's you can sort of, if you have a small image and a small printer, but you want to make your small image a really big image, then the typical way to do that is to print out like 50 chunks of it. So the paper tiling tool lets you just plaster as many different papers, any size you want, change the margins a little bit so the pages can overlap slightly, and then so you can print out small papers and then create a gigantic banner of whatever you like. And another thing sort of inspired by Inkscape is to have template views of when you're starting a new document. So I implemented most of these accordion, I call them accordion folds. They're basically pretty common pamphlet types. So the one that was on the Inkscape multi-page is over there. I was calling it an easy zine. It's just that normal paper, piece of paper, you cut it in the middle and then kind of squash it up like an accordion, and that magically becomes an 8-page little book. But there's extensions to that kind of accordion where you can have any number wide or any even number wide, and it still folds down into a kind of accordion. The accordion 4x4 or the N by M, you kind of fold an accordion horizontally and then vertically, then fold it back vertically again, so you can have this big, thick, kind of fancy accordion fold. The Miura one, it's hard to tell, but that's a kind of map fold, which is sometimes used to unfold satellites. But it was just kind of an unusual way to fold paper. Instead of straight up vertical and horizontal folds, they kind of zigzag. So as you kind of hold each end of it, you can kind of just pull it and it magically all unwraps without getting tangled up. So it's fun to play with these things. The more I implement stuff, more other stuff, I find that they need to be features. Layout could use some other stuff for home studios. Another common task is if you're making a book and you want to proof something, if you have a big sheet of paper, in the example earlier with two cuts where it was one thing repeated three times across the paper, it was the same thing repeated. But if you're just wanting to print out one booklet at home, you might want to print the first section on top, the next section in the middle, the final section on the third panel, and then stack those things and produce one book instead of three books. That's already implemented in the PDF impose.it online one. So I'm kind of working on to get that in laid out also. So kind of in a way related to imposition, kind of stretching the definition further is export targets. Often when I've made a comic book, I don't want it just to be a physical book. I also want to have like an online viewer, I might want a vertical book inside Godot or break it into an EPUB or something. So it's yet another feature I didn't quite get finished by today, is to take the same source document and then basically from a directory of template images, kind of run through a template and then replace specific things. Like Godot products, for instance, it can be built out of all text files, so it's pretty easy to do just template files. And then I made an image atlas exporter for pages, so you can export one giant texture images with book pages in it. Then you can use that as a texture image in Godot, and then in Godot you can implement a book page turner. I was trying to do that with a soft body page. It's a fancy way to try to view a book in VR with lots of physics glitches. Hard to read, but it's fun to play with. An alternate way of multiple content export that's I wish was more common in open source stuff is selecting different areas and having output icons to different resolutions or different image formats, or finding particular features on a page like tagged with something. I've been working a lot on export features that I often want to use in other software as well. So a number of features still on my laid out roadmap. My last actual release was 8 years ago, which is kind of embarrassing. It's I keep adding extra little things that they have to be done before the next release. Just one more feature. And I think it's kind of funny. My icon has a fold out sticking way out of the book, but that's not, you can't actually do that in laid out. That's another little embarrassing fact. I'm working on it. So I mentioned putting inserts before, potentially you should be able to do that with define a net that has a big fold out. That's one of the many features that not quite implemented yet. And to stretch the imposition definition even further, the idea of repurposing old tablets and then hiding them in books so that security forces don't arrest you or something for seditious material or something. I thought that would make a great workshop for a future LGM, perhaps in the year 2049. I propose the United States as a venue for that. Hopefully we'll be safe for travel by then. And that's it. Thanks.
Thank you. I guess we have some time for some questions. So here's one other person.
Hello. Hi. Awesome. I was just looking through all of your source code, and I saw that there's a processing sketch in there. Can you say more about
there
that?
There is.
And then I have a follow-up question, which is, how can we get involved?
Bug reports are always nice. When other people pay attention and submit bug reports, I try to pay attention to those. Or if there's especially install bugs, that's the biggest kind. A long time ago, I made the processing thing. I made the page turner, the fold pattern thing in processing, just to see if I could release. I was trying to find a somewhat easy way to make interfaces and stuff online, because sometimes installing an app is kind of annoying. It's like being able to do everything online there's some conveniences there that are good. So that was my motivation. or if you have specific book projects to just come find me.
Have another question?
Sorry, maybe I didn't get it. So your input is a PDF and your output is also a PDF? And if so, how do you process the PDF? With what library?
So a lot of the tools there that are for imposition only do a PDF in and only do a PDF out. Laidout, for instance, is more of a composition tool. I started using libpodofo, like I mentioned, Podofo and Pose. I'm adapting their methods for converting a PDF. So currently, I think on my roadmap, I can import random PDFs now, but I still have to write the exporter of the imposed PDF. So my goal with Laidout is to be able to batch process. There's command line things you can put in Laidout so you don't actually have to run the UI. So ultimately, Laidout will also, along with all the other imposition tools, take a random PDF, do stuff to it, and export a PDF.
Another question?
Hi, I don't have experience folding paper. I was wondering, the satellite unfolding one, how do you fold it? Do you use a tool or something? Because the lines don't go across the paper.
And it's a little tricky. I've been using, put a ruler underneath and then just, jam it in with your fingernail. I have a bone folder. It's just kind of jam it in, then go to the next line. It's a little tricky and takes a little practice. My first one was pretty messy.
Any other questions? Have some time left.
Okay, thank you very much.